This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The day's wrap of top business stories.
Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m.
All right, it's 19:44 on Power Business. Move on now to a conversation on the state of the newsroom, looking at where ad spend is being redirected to and what traditional media houses like ourselves here at Power FM and the likes of the SABC or Arena or whatever the case may be can do to get it all back. The South African media industry lost almost half of its staff from 2008 during the global economic downturn and to the year 2018. Then, of course, there were the demise of many high-profile media organizations, Finweek, Afro World View, HuffPost South Africa. Also there, we've lost more than 375 community print newspapers. It really has been a steady decline there. And we are seeing, traditional media houses really battling for that ad spend, which has often been the lifeline of the sector, being able to compete with the likes of Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media platform that is out there. Because, of course, their advertising model is cheaper and easier to access. But that really creates a huge existential crisis for traditional media houses. And joining us to have this conversation this evening is Gruven and Chabeling, who's advertising and marketing a guru. Good evening to you, Gruven.
Good evening, Noltando. Good evening to the Power FM listeners.
Thank you so much for chatting to us this evening. Let's start about, looking at just the decline of the business of news here in South Africa and just the magnitude of it, grooving over maybe the last 15 years or so.
Yeah, it's quite scary because of new platform or media platforms, which creates a challenge for us as advertisers. I think the reality is that the advertising industry in South Africa, that's probably close to about 58 billion rand, that at a certain stage that it was dominated by three or four media platforms, the TV followed by the print, the radio, outdoor. What we have seen now is that TV is still dominating the strongest advertising medium, but digital has have impacted on the traditional media as spent for several years now, with print being the mostly heavily impacted. What we've seen the platforms such as Google Ads, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok becoming more popular in advertising channels due to their larger user bases and advanced targeting capabilities. So platforms that offer the target advertising options such as real-time analytics and high degree of flexibility, making them to be more attractive to advertising. That with the majority of consumers using the search engine like Google to find products and services, and has become more crucial for many of advertisers, especially when it comes to geolocation. The digital advertising spend, Noltando, just to give an example, is sitting at about $549 billion. And in South Africa, it's sitting at about 14 billion rand. It has increased quite phenomenally. Like we can see the analysis that indeed print is suffering. It has largely been impacted. And what we have seen is that the most popular aspect of social media or digital advertising is more on a paid search engine. When you have to look for a certain category, like finance, so you are looking for a financial sector, and you'll see the all four or five financial institutions, all the banks, they have paid for that. And that is followed by the FMCG, the alcohol remain the highest percentage, and also followed by the gaming sector and the entertainment. So we are talking about the industry that has seen a phenomenal increase where the users of South Africa today on social media, it's sitting at about 26 million. So half of the population on social media. But 94% are active social media on WhatsApp, and 88% on Facebook, 74% on TikTok, 72% on Instagram, and then 55% on Twitter. That means that Facebook have close to about 24 million users in South Africa, and it will affect negatively to a large extent the print consumption and the advertisers. So when media planners, media buyers are faced with reality, they need to reach out to Nolo Tando, that they know where she is, and this particular media platform gives you your exact profile. Mm-hmm. And what also gives them the attracted to advertisers, especially this particular medium, you can pay per search. So how many times that advert has been clicked or being viewed, and you pay a certain percentage. The unfortunate part of it, and this is where Vanna comes in, is that that revenue doesn't stay at home. Mm. It's multinational companies that are benefiting out of this particular ad spend. So as a result, there's a digital hearing where they are asking the public to come. That the Competition Commission is underway right now. That hearing, it will give us clear indication, and in terms of the impact of the multinational, especially from advertising perspective.
Thank you for that, Akruf. And I want to speak about also, whether we're seeing this phenomenon playing itself out globally too, or if this is just a uniquely South African phenomenon.
No, and it's not uniquely South African phenomenon. I mean, you take TikTok in the U.S., there's a discussion that the Senate and various government institutions in the U.S. where they want to ensure that TikTok is either banned in the U.S. or it's owned by Americans. But that's because they understand the impact of it, because now you'll find this a foreign entity that largely to control the mindset, the consumer behavior, and the attitude on this particular platform, where they want to ensure that the ownership of such a critical tool like TikTok is owned by Americans. So we are hoping that with this particular hearing that we're going to get from the Competition Commission, something like that it could be discussed. So the public needs to have a discussion around, whether this big multinational entities could own, because they own the database, mm-hmm. they own our profile, they understand our behavior, they know where you are driving, where you were, what kind of food that you have eaten yesterday, today, what medium you have consumed, watched. So it's things like that we feel that they are critical, that they are owned by South Africans.
It is. Does feel very intrusive for a person to know all of that about me just by virtue of me clicking on one little box and agreeing, Groovin, I will tell you. I also want to speak about, the advertising part of this, because, of course, like you're saying, that as advertising and marketing professionals as yourselves, you've also experienced this decline. How has that shown up for you and your agencies? I mean, I remember back in the day, just being a child in South Africa, adverts were really important. We sang the songs, we knew the jingles, we understood the product. We don't see that level of advertising anymore.
Oh, no, it's still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the impact of advertisement, so far as the revenue is concerned, yes, it has not grown to a level that we expected to grow. But more and more companies still advertise. Mm-hmm. But what we have noticed, because of a number of factors, including the issue of the load shedding that has impact but so far as advertising on TV is concerned. We have seen a plethora of the outdoor advertising, but where based on the impact of load shedding, now the advertisers feel that perhaps the most reliable the medium that one could utilize at this stage it's the outdoor advertisement. So now you're seeing the increasement in terms of outdoor. Also on social media, there are certain things that we are unable to measure and the impact of it, but more and more we have seen the impact of what we call in advertising social influencers, where the advertisers will start sponsoring the social influencers in the industry, and we have seen the growth. So the social media has got its own pros and cons as well, because on the other hand, as much as the issue of the print, it has impacted largely so far as the journalist is concerned. But what we have seen to the benefit of social media, we have seen the number of entrepreneurs emerging from social media. On TikTok, when you reach a certain number of followers on YouTube, and then we are able to advertise on that particular medium platform. So anybody that can actually start to become a social influencer and start becoming an advertiser, where we can able to follow that particular person and then advertise on your platform. So it's got its own pros and cons. Like I indicated, the numbers is quite staggering. And then we have seen the growth of it from a social media point of view. And so they are real opportunities. And you have seen, I mean, a young child or somebody from Matatiela or from the Sukukune or the Sukuseke, they're based on TikTok or on YouTube, and they become followers and people are able to advertise on their platform. So it's got its own pros and cons. And as much as we are saying content is king, but it's got its own positive, but the negative part is the AI that is coming and that we're still grappling with. And it's not a South African thing. And it's a global thing where the issue of copyright infringement it's becoming a reality because somebody can copy your voice, your name, your everything, and create an advert or compose a certain music. And that particular music has been composed by AI. It's not, you are not owning it. So the issue of who owns that the piece of work, we have seen that even globally right now, it's something that is being debated, that where a song that is being composed by AI, by one of the international renowned artists, we've close to about, it had close to about 89 million hits, that particular music, it was more on AI. The issue now is that who actually owns that particular music?
It's very interesting here, Kriven, and I must ask you, before I let you go, that can we expect a more equitable sector here in the future, considering that we are competing with these global giants here, but of course we're traditional advertisers, we're traditional media houses here. We know the Competition Commission has the hearing underway, and now is there an equitable solution for all here, where we don't see our media industry suffering to the point where we don't have a fourth estate in South Africa, or advertising industry shrinking in size as a result of these technological advancements?
No, it's entities like Barnum and a number of them, that we also have institutions or entities like the MEC sector code that also not talking about transformation but wants to protect the industry from the international influence, and but that every spend or send that we spend locally, at least 80% or 90% stays home. But so those institutions, so we are advocating And create a platform to the way we can exchange ideas and see how we can protect this particular vibrant and growing industry, but especially from a South African perspective. And most importantly, the consumers as well, mm-hmm. because, you know, your information, who you are, where you stay, what you do, but it's now suddenly being owned by international entities. How do we actually protect that particular information? So that, you know, we feel that, you know, we are a little bit secure. So it's institutions like BANA and Mac Sector Code and other institutions that are advocating and lobbying for government to come up with stringent measures to actually protect us and the marketers as well.
Well, Gruven, I'm looking forward to keep having this conversation with you and other industry players as it all emerges. Thank you for your time this evening.
Okay, thanks, Nolthando. Much appreciated.
Wonderful. Go well. That's Gruven and Chabeling, advertising and marketing guru.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.